to the news that continues to top the headlines all around the world, Syria. Opponents and supporters of U.S. military intervention in that nation have been holding rallies all across Michigan. Several dozen opponents of a U.S. attack marched through downtown Detroit yesterday. Protester Sharon Feldman says bombing Syria would be a bad idea.
I feel that it would just hurt more people. We really don't know what's going on the ground.
And meantime, about 30 people also opposed to American military intervention turned out to rally Saturday in Grand Rapids. But on Friday evening, about 100 supporters of an American military response rallied in the Detroit suburb of Birmingham. So as the headlines unfold around the civil war in Syria and whether the U.S. should or should not take military action against Bashar al-Assad's regime, there are thousands of people in Michigan watching with the most intense interest. That's because today the Syrian community in Michigan numbers about 25,000. We wanted to get a sense of what this civil war looks and feels like for these thousands of people in Michigan who have these close ties to Syria. Dr. Yahya Basha came from Syria to Southeast Michigan in 1972 after he graduated from medical school at the University of Damascus. He is a leader in the Syrian American community in our state. He's been active in the issues of civil rights, anti-discrimination, and civic participation, and that includes working with the ACLU, the Arab American Institute, and the National American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. Dr. Basha, how has it been for you as you've been watching and hearing the flood of stories coming out of Syria?
Yeah, it is very sad, and it hurts the conscience to see the whole world watching people killed day after day for over 2 years, and the Air Force and the rockets shelling residential neighborhoods and children, women and men and old people getting killed. And it looks like the worst part of it, no end in sight. And the latest, the expansion of the chemical weapon used against civilians to kill massive number of people, mostly children and women. And, you know, over 1,400 people killed, a lot of them children and the wounded, on that day, in half a day, like over 5,000 people.
And for you to be sitting here in Michigan and turning on the television or going onto the internet and seeing the videos and pictures, that must be very hard.
It's very painful. You know, I have been here in the country for a long time. I saw on some, you know, television pictures or regular still pictures or the articles in the paper 1982 when the Assad, the father of this tyrant, went and flooded most of my hometown in the old country, in the city of Hama, where tens of thousands of people killed. There was not much at that time media available, internet or cell phones or cameras or satellites to see it, but now you see it minute by minute. I think the video on YouTube, pictures showing the horror of war and devastation. And I feel, you know, and a lot of coverage in the media to show minute by minute and to comment on those things. And I was happy the president took a lead saying, yes, this president of Syria is no longer legitimate and he should step down. And now he said, you know, the world should not take it anymore. 1,400 people killed in one day or part of a day with chemical weapon. And the opposition is made of general, you know, society people. And they want a journey for democracy, for freedom, for education, for prosperity. And they want, you know, society takes everybody, Muslims, Christians, Sunni, Shia, Alawi. So they want all part of the society to come and participate in dialogue. And they want the Assad to sit on the negotiating table and have political solution where he negotiates his way out, he and his fellow killers, and go and leave the people to decide their long-term life and become part of the human society, you know, the international community.
Dr. Basha, what do you hear from relatives and loved ones back in Syria right now?
Yeah, you know, in the little town I came from, or, you know, used to be a half a million, most of it become vacant neighborhood after the Assad, the father, killed a lot of people. But now it's becoming like almost like a refugee camp. Millions of people fled to it because it's a ghost town, and the people living on the street, under the trees, in the gardens, in the tents, wherever they could find it, you know, near the stairs, near the hallways of buildings. You know, 23 million, a lot of them are becoming, have no job, no income, no life, and threatened every day with the rocket or shell, mortar shell, or bomb, or explosion, or chemical disaster. And a lot of them have even no food, no water, no medicine. And, you know, one third of Syria now become homeless. They fled, internally displaced, over 5 million internally displaced.
Yes.
And about over 2 million externally that they registered one of them as refugees. And over, according to the United Nations, 1 million children are refugees. And those are registered ones in the streets of other city and state capitals in the neighboring countries. So it's an unimaginable disaster, like equal in the United States to 120 million people, American, become all of a sudden no homes and they fled to Canada and Mexico.
I'm speaking with Dr. Yahya Basha, who is a leader in the Syrian American community in Michigan. He came from Syria to Southeast Michigan in 1972. And Doctor, how have these events impacted Michigan's Syrian community? What are people talking about? And is the community divided over the civil war?
Well, definitely, the people joined the opposition step by step, day after day, more people joining. People are, you know, from people afraid of the disaster to people say, oh, there is no way the Assad can make it. There is no way the Assad can rehab himself. I think the people even in Syria gave him a chance. They want, in the beginning, simple reform. So instead of he reforming, went day after day to more bombing and shelling and killing and taking hundreds of thousands of people to torture camps, etc., etc. So day after day, we have more people joining. Definitely, the people have multiple shades, but everybody kind of agreeing they want post-Assad Syria, where Syria accommodate everybody or include everybody, Christians, Muslims, Shia, Sunni, Alawite, so all shades of the society.
Is there some division in Michigan's Syrian community? Or
yeah, I think in Michigan, yes, there are. I told you, you know, there are a lot of people have views, but day after day we find the dominating voice is to get the Assad out and have the Syrian people decide their long-term destiny.
What are your greatest fears for Syria?
Yeah, for the issue to continue and to become that become another Afghanistan, another Somalia, and the war and the misery continue, and the war and the destruction spill over to the neighboring country, including Turkey, Lebanon, Iraq, and Jordan. So that is the biggest disaster. And also those poor 23 million people who want decent life get smothered or killed or tortured.
What hope do you have that Syria will find peace and become a functional state? When you get together here in Michigan with other people in the Syrian community and you talk about this, what hopes do you really have that this could be someday a peaceful country?
Yeah, you know, humans cannot live without hope. We have a lot of hope that this issue will become over sooner or later. The whole world will sit together. Russia will give up supporting the Assad and Iran get to its senses. Instead of sending arms and fighters and advisors how Assad can kill more people. We want decency in the world where the people sit with the United States and the West and Europe and Russia and China to say, yes, enough is enough. Let's get them to sit together and negotiate way out and transform the situation into peace and prosperity and end that thing and start rebuilding the country.
Dr. Yahya Basha, thank you for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much.